sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Broken Channel. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Don't try and say I didn't warn ya. Should've left those games in California. You've got a knife, well I've got a gun. If you're gonna walk, then I'm gonna run right over you. 'Cause I've got nothing to lose. Whoa, whoa, he's a dirty thief. Whoa, whoa, stay the hell away from me. All you want is to take the money and run. You son of a bitch, I've had it. Stay away from me. Go ahead, I'll let you take the first punch.
Yes.
Stay away from me.
Stay away from me. You are sat quite far away from me. That is good. So you are heeding those words. Good afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Joel. It's nice to be back.
It is.
Much sooner than 9 years this time.
What was it, 3 months?
November it was. So yeah.
3 months. And you are stepping into the fray today. Steve is, I think, he's in London watching Los Campesinos, or did watch them last night. That's a very Steve thing to be doing.
It's a very Steve thing to be doing. He's almost asked me, who's he seeing? I probably would have said, is it Los Campesinos?
He's a parody of himself.
It's just a cliche.
We have started today with, I think, possibly a quintessential breakdown name and song title combination, because that was Winona Fighter, a band whose first album, My Apologies to the Chef, came out yesterday. And the song is called You Look Like a Drunk Phoebe Bridgers, which I saw yesterday. And I even sent a message to Steve saying, please let this be a good song. Please let this be a good song. And it is. So, huzzah. Winona Fighter. I have to be honest with you, I don't know much more about them. I know that they are a three-piece and that they are from Nashville, but nothing more. But their album's out yesterday. And it is very, very good. So Apologies to the Chef was that record. Plenty out this week. We're going to have an album of the week by...
John Glacier.
John Glacier, who I've been reading a bit about today. She just says what she wants, doesn't she? Interviews. Absolutely brilliant. Like, people ask, they ask a question, she just answers completely randomly. It's wonderful.
Oh, I haven't looked at any. I'll have to do that.
Yeah, so John Glacier, new album, Barty Strange. We're going to play something that in a moment. Mm-hmm. Richard Dawson had a record out yesterday. We'll be playing something from that. Frog as well. Plenty of other tracks, such as Helena DeLand, Preoccupations. Horse Girl record, of course. Velveteers album, a big, big week. We should crack on.
We should.
And you just before we came back, hit me with an incredible fact about Barty Strange.
Yeah.
Go on.
I am not a Sheffield native. I'm actually from Felixstowe in Suffolk. The next town on where I went to go and see all the gigs where I was a teenager is Ipswich. And that is where Barty Strange was born. He's then grew up in Oklahoma and is resident in Washington, D.C. But, you know, I like to think at heart he is a Suffolk boy.
I think he has to be.
But yeah, his album was out yesterday. It's called Horror. He's not a new artist for The Breakdown. You've played him before.
Many, many times.
But yeah, he's a queer black genre mashing artist, blends indie rock, hip hop and jazz. The album's really good. I'd recommend it for fans of Eve Tumor. And yeah, the track I've picked from it is 17.
So I'll do this and then something from last week's album of the week, Adwife.
Up on time, don't stand by, and I don't even know where I left my phone. Weeks turn to months in a minute. What do I be on when I'm not home? I'm only 17, mama. Push a Chevy to the brink, kinda. I'm sweating through the seats, darling. It's hot as hell and I don't see quite where I'm going. I'm staring through the ceiling. I'm starting to think that I don't need friends. Sometimes I don't know where I belong. I felt impending doom. Was realizing I'm too black for the room. I was pushing it down, just for you, for you. You'd never see me like I see you. Like every dream I had just can't come true. Now you're talking me down, so used to hearing that from you. I'm only 17, mama. Shagging to the brink, I'm sweating through the seats, darling. It's kinda hard when you don't see quite where you're going. I'm staring through the ceiling. I'm starting to think that I don't need friends. You I'm only 17, mama.
Hello there, I am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail. That's me. Who? Pictish Trail. What? I'll just forget it. This is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That was Adwife with Team Loaf from their incredible double album, which was out last week and was our album of the week, Solas, in at number 101 on the album chart this week. But just a fantastic record, and Steve could have played about four or five tracks from it last week. But Team Loaf, the track you heard, they are currently on tour or about to go on tour, Leeds, next Thursday, the 20th at Hyde Park Book Club, then Birmingham, Cambridge and Newcastle at least. They're excellent live as well. Saw them, who did they support last year? Was it Jane Weaver? Yes, Jane Weaver. That was a very fitting one for that. And Barty Strange before?
Yes.
Was it 17?
17.
From Devils?
Close. Horror.
Horror. Horror. Okay.
Had the theme right.
Album of the week. You suggested this one yesterday, and I was very happy to go with it.
Yeah, it's perhaps not one of the bigger name ones that came out yesterday, but on a skim listen, it was clearly my favourite. John Glacier released Like a Ribbon, and this is the debut album from the Hackney artist. She's been making waves in the British rap scene with music fusing elements of hip-hop, UK garage, grime and drum and bass. I've enjoyed her singles so far that I've heard played on other shows. And it's a really good album, really strong.
Well, we'll do that. And is it, are we going with Don't Cover Me first?
Yeah, Don't Cover Me.
Okay, Don't Cover Me, and then I will go into something else from another album out this week, and we're also going to change your chair, because you've got a very squeaky chair there.
Squeaky.
Let's do that.
And even these times, I find me in a cycle. Don't cover me blind. Something else will write to you. I doesn't need shine. Cause shine see to taint. I just want it in line. Don't cover me. Don't cover me blind. Don't cover me. Don't cover me. Don't cover me blind. Don't cover me. Don't cover me. Over my head like the skies of the time. Can't read the signs but the chime of a mind. Was kind with the seat, not in line with the sheets. Would it climb over me and cover me blind like a cycle to me? Signs never reach my burdens, my words or designs on the beats, and they cover me. They cover me blind. Cover me. Don't cover me. Don't cover me. Don't cover me blind. Don't cover me. Don't cover me. They like me but cover me blind. Not with signs but came with time. I'm eternal like I ain't mortal. From the ends but the flow came formal. I'm important, me with these. From Jamaica, not from Belize. Hackney Gilmore, now I got peas. All the brands want bots on me. Bots on me. Locked and low like a chopped on keys. Cross the eyes and look all the T's. In my league act like I ain't normal. From the ends to the drip came different. Couple girls act like they ain't with it. They like me but cover me blind. Cover me blind. Don't cover me blind. Something else will write to you. I doesn't need shine. Cause shine see to taint. I just want it in line. Don't cover me. Don't cover me blind. Don't cover me. Don't cover me. Don't cover me blind.
Hey, this is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Sorry, we were just looking at a picture of the band there, weren't we?
Distracted.
Yes, that is the Velveteers from Denver. They're a trio, and that is their first album, A Million Knives, which came out yesterday. Is it their first album? Because it does say sophomore project there. But I've just seen somewhere else. It was their first, maybe their first major one. Anyway, A Million Knives came out yesterday. From it, that was Sweet Little Hearts. It's a really good record as well. Depth, strength in depth all the way through. Let me just check. It does seem, no, seemed they had like Nightmare Daydream back in 2021. So this is their second. It followed on from something from, what was it?
John Glacier album of the week, Don't Cover Me.
John Glacier. Okay. All right. You have not a treble seven today, but a quadruple seven.
But we're being competitive.
Yeah. We're going to do a double, though, now, of new artists. We've only got one on so far. And last week, Steve only just did five. Five new artists in a week. So we're going to make sure we get our
percentages. Again, the competitiveness is going to come in. See if we can beat Steve.
In a moment, I am going to play something new. I haven't decided what yet, but you have decided on... Who is it? I've moved them now.
Jupiter and Okwes. They are from Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And the band are renowned for their energetic fusion of traditional Congolese rhythms with funk, rock and Afropop. And it's a style that they call Bofinia rock. And Nadanda is a track from their latest album, which is called Ekoya, and that was released on the 31st of January.
Perfect.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
and it's tinkled away.
It has. Yeah, you just heard Eagle on Water by Lit Lawyer. Lit Lawyer is a new project from Stephen Ansell, who is the drummer and singer in Blood Red Shoes, which devoted Breakdown listeners will know are one of my very favourite bands. And yeah, that track, Eagle on Water, is the first release from this new project. The project is him and I think it's Elliot, but I can't remember the name, from 1984. They took themselves off to a lighthouse somewhere in Scandinavia and recorded an instrumental album. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what else comes from them.
So that's the only song available so far from it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it was Ndanda before.
Yeah, from Jupiter and Oquess.
Perfect. Okay. A rarely spotted quadruple seven coming up now.
So I'm going to tell you about the first two tracks now, and then I'll tell you about the last two tracks when we come back. First up is Risa Kay with a track called Affectionately. She's a London-based songwriter and musician, and this will be the title track from her debut album, which is called Affectionately, and that is set to release on the 7th of March. It's already been released as the B-side to the single Stay, which came out on the 11th of February. And following that, you will hear YHWH Nail Gun. And the track is called Sickle Walk. It's an 86-second surge of chaotic rock that was released on the 5th of February. And that will be the lead single from their debut album, 45 Pounds, which is dropping on the 21st of March.
And the other two pieces of information will come on the other end of this.
They will.
Well done. Affectionately by Razor K first.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Still shit. Everyone's got something to talk about, but not a minute to spare, so be brief. It's always, hi, how are you happy alone? Well, it's the same old cliche, just rinse and repeat. Attention span's not what it used to be. It comes in short bursts, plagued with some misery. There's always time to find in a blink of an eye, and in that same split second, it finally aligned. Everyone's got something to talk about, and a need for effective relief.
So that was an all new artist, Quadruple Seven.
Ooh.
Yeah. First up, you had Rice OK Affectionately, then YHWH Nail Gun with Sickle Walk. Following that, there was Hanny Hooper. Mm-hmm. Hanny Hooper is a London based composer and sound designer. He's work bridges the worlds of film, experimental soundtracks, and contemporary production. Is taken from his debut album, Yes, which was released in January. And following that was a very me track. It was Higher by Scrounge. Scrounge are a London-based duo known for a blend of post-punk and DIY punk influences. Really brought to mind that kind of Olympia, Pacific Northwest, Riot Girl, queercore kind of thing. So completely up my alley. And that was released as the lead single from their forthcoming album, Almost Like You Could, which will be released on the 18th of April.
That was incredibly done. Thank you very much. You can rest now for a moment. I'm going to play someone now who's been played many times on Breakdown. They've got to the stage now where when this person releases a song, we are going to play it. And I was very happy to see that it was a new Jessica Winter track a couple of days ago. She's just, I think the last EP was the Limerence EP, which was out either at the end of 2023 or the start of 2024. She comes to the end of that cycle now. Love is her new record, and it is majestic.
Jessica.
Hey.
Jessica.
Currently just a standalone track. That is L-O-V-E by Jessica Winter. She's very good with her EPs, though, so hopefully more later in the year. Let's have a contrast now. L-O-V-E to what should we go with, Jen?
Yeah, you say L-O-V-E, I say Bah Humbug. Love is all pain.
Ah, The Waves, latest track. It's the only one, actually, that we had as an overlap. Two weeks ago when I did with John, he bought a 26-track playlist, and I think we had 14 overlaps. You've got a 24-track playlist?
Something like that, yeah.
One overlap, mm-hmm. And it was this track, so it's... has to be played. Free track EP, this is from, coming out in a month's time. They are on tour as well. I think they're playing in Sheffield, and I've got tickets to see them at the end of March, doing a big tour. So they are currently very, very prolific, this band.
Yeah.
It's almost like they live together or something. They're able to do stuff all the time. So Love is All Pain, and then we will double this with something else. I think I might go to one of the tracks that Steve didn't play last week, which he recommended. Yeah, I'm going to play something from Hamilton Lighthouser from that there Walkman. One called Burn the Boats.
Come to me.
Hi, this is Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Talking about, and I want to go home.
Burn the Boats by Hamilton Lighthouser, the third track available from his This Side of the Our Island album, which comes out next month. Before, we had The Wave with Love Is All Pain, and we now have two more songs to fit into this hour. Go.
Chloe Slater, my favourite release of the year so far is her EP Love Me Please, which you didn't play anything on release.
We were waiting for you.
Indeed. She is playing in Sheffield on the 27th of February. I'm not in Sheffield on that day and it's sold out.
So.
But you can get yourself on the Dice waiting list if you want to go. And this is the standout track, I think, from that EP. It's called Sucker.
I try to reason with the people that I should resent. The suits, they love me for my smile and my southern accent. I wonder if they've ever been on the other side of the counter or a checkout screen. Would you say that it's developing your character? Skipping school to pay the bills, I guess it doesn't matter. Poor
people that I should resent. It's not their fault and we can't change the roots of our descent. I'm not going to try to argue with you on the internet. The world's not fair and I know really I'm the lucky one. I want to share my bigger portion of the rising sun. We need to know we've made a change before our time has come. How does it feel to know your millions could feed us home?
Was Sucker by Chloe Slater.
Brilliant. Okay, I am going to play this one, actually. I said I was going to play it off Montreal. I'm not. I'm going to play the new McCluskey track because it's got the majestic name, Way of the Exploding Rickhead.
Yeah.
I think I can say that. We'll be back at 4 o'clock with a classic, which I'm very happy hasn't been played before. And you are as well.
Yeah.
Precisely to the value of nothing. The surge surges precisely. Precisely to the value of no. Checks preferred. Checks preferred. Checks for sure. For pity their children still. They'll never know love like us. Checks preferred. Checks preferred. Just prefer church, for sure. A picture tells a thousand words. But try and put them in, put them in. The surge is precisely, precisely to the value of nothing. The surge is precisely, precisely to the value of nothing.